is dictating on Melanie Harvey. It's Harvey. Harvey. Melanie, M-A-M. I'm sorry, Melanie is Melanie. Melanie. Melanie Harvey. Harvey. H as in house. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and obstructive sleep apnea. Chief complaint is snoring and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 52-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has not been on any CPAP, though she did have a polysomnogram done more than 3 years ago. The patient has been overweight. She has some daytime sleepiness, and she also has history for peripheral neuropathy. The patient had been treated for hypertension and hyperlipidemia and diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension and history for chronic kidney disease stage 3. She has had MI over 3 years ago and also had a lumbar disc rupture and C-section period. She's had carpal tunnel release of both wrists. She also had foot surgery times 4. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and has quit. Alcohol use, none. Next paragraph. Family history, the patient is adopted. Next paragraph. Med list included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, amitriptyline 50 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, Cartia 180 milligrams daily, and duloxetine 60 milligrams BID, estradiol 1 milligram daily, gabapentin 800 milligrams TID, Jardiance 25 milligrams daily, Synthroid 0.05 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, protonics 40 milligrams BID, ramipril 10 milligrams BID, lantus insulin 60 units sub-Q daily, and metclopropamide 5 milligrams as needed, aspirin 1 daily, and Imvexxy, I-M-V-E-X-X-Y, Imvexxy, 10 micrograms twice a week. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has gained weight, says fatigue, and She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has dizziness, no sore throat. She has shortness of breath and snoring and apnea. She also has heartburn and constipation. She has occasional jaw pains, palpitations like swelling. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has anxiety attacks and leg swelling. She has easy bruising, joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities and occasional near blackouts. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 150 by 90, pulse is 78, respiration is 18, temperature 98.1, weight is 256, saturation 98. HENT abnormal, spheric pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant death sounds with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. I'm sorry, heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, and edit. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, history of coronary artery disease. And number 6 is peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, complete PFT. Also advised to get a polysomnographic study this month. She was counseled about weight loss, and she will also use an albuterol inhaler, 2 pulse PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. That is O'Donnell, O. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. O'Donnell D-O. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.